2024.
Wow.
I hate
2024, ew. I'm just kidding. I'm actually really excited.
I'm really excited for 2024, too. The other day, I was just like, whoa, this year's going to be different.
Oh, yeah. I made a vision board. Really? And, yeah, last year I had no goals for myself. And I'm not really – I don't know if you saw that TikTok trend where it's like my ins and outs for 2024.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I did. But I'm feeling really good.
Okay.
I'm actually excited. Good. I just – I don't know. I hate that the earth is, like, getting older.
Okay. That's like a weird way to put it, but okay.
Maybe I'm just sad that I'm getting older.
I'm like,
but gotta, I'm blaming it on the earth. I'm
like, you don't gotta bring the earth into this.
The earth did nothing.
The earth did nothing.
It's just me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, 2024. Did you do anything fun for, did you end up doing anything fun for Christmas?
Not
New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, I had some of my family and like my cousins over. That's when we made vision boards, and then we just played games.
Fun.
I attempted to do the eating the 10, 12 grapes under the table.
So did I.
Okay.
The hardest thing I've ever
done. Who does that? First of all, I shouldn't have done it. Our table here is very small. It only fits four people, and it's round.
Okay.
And so I had me, my husband, and my cousin all shoved under that table. We were all facing each other, and so we just kept laughing, and I think I ate one grape.
Okay.
And then the rest I was laughing too hard. So if you can do that successfully.
No.
Wow. Way to go.
I also struggled hard. First of all, whoever said that it's at every ding you put a grape in your mouth, that is impossible. I did not get it within a minute. Well, I tried a minute.
Someone's like, oh, you have to say a goal for the year.
What?
And then you have to eat a grape. I'm like, that's impossible.
This is so confusing.
So it was fun. Probably won't be doing again next year.
No. They were like stuck in my throat-ish area for a minute. I was just like,
why are grapes? I was like, this is going to be so easy. Why are they so hard to chew and swallow?
Yeah, literally.
And I was doubling down. I was putting two in at a time and I couldn't do it.
No, it was hard.
So
anyway. To anyone that did do it. Congrats.
Yeah, seriously.
Let us know if it works.
Yeah, give tips.
Let us know how it goes.
I would love to do it this year, at the end of the year. Well, what did you do for New Year's Eve? Any other fun plans?
No, we did that. I just had some friends come over, and then my cousin. And we just, like, hung out. We watched the show. The show isn't that good.
The show?
Yeah, the New Year's Eve show.
Oh, duh.
Oh.
Sorry.
You just thought I was talking about a random
like, the show. I was like, what show is it? I've never heard of that.
Please elaborate. No, just the New Year's Eve show.
Oh, fun.
It was fine. I didn't really care for it. I was we were like too late to the game to watch all the cool performances.
Oh.
It was just like random people.
Because I know Sabrina Carpenter performed. Mm-hmm. Were there any bigger?
I saw Morgan Wallen on there.
Oh.
I think Renee Rapp did one somewhere.
Mm.
So, but yeah, just those three. There's never like awesome people.
Yeah.
I remember a couple years ago, it was like AJR, and I was just like, yeah, this is on brand for them.
This is who they could book for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Did you see Taylor Swift's New Year's Eve?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Sorry, I had to like go back.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So cute. I know. It felt like the longest break, like Christmas and New Year's Eve, which I was happy with. That's great. I needed that. But that's so fun. Do we think there's going to be a wedding this year?
I don't think so. Maybe an engagement. Maybe.
That would be so cool.
How is she going to plan a wedding during this time in her life?
You are so right. Maybe in December.
Yeah.
On her birthday.
Maybe.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. That's not her birthday, but...
I know, I'm just...
Oh, you're saying, like, different times.
I'm skipping now. I'm skipping.
I'm like, so...
So, I am actually a fake fan, and I know nothing. I just switched the numbers around.
No, yeah. Yeah, I don't think there'll be a wedding. I do think there'll be a proposal, if it all works out. Everyone always asks me, like, what are you going to do if they break up? And I'm like, first of all, just, like, who cares? Let's just live in the moment. Second, I'm like, well... Listen, unless Travis Kelce, like, ends up cheating on her with 50 women, he's got a fan for life.
Yeah. Like,
Speaking of which, I got a Travis Kelce jersey for Christmas.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was
a surprise. I had no idea.
Cute. You should have worn it.
I should have worn it. I'll wear it next time.
That's so fun. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was cute. And then have you ever heard of celebrities on sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
I got a Travis Kelce and a Taylor Swift one.
Oh my gosh.
It's the Taylor Swift one with the chicken tender. And then it's Travis Kelce and a Chipotle burrito.
Who got those for you?
My mom. I texted her and I said, hey, last minute Christmas present. These are on sale. Please get me them.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not kidding. So the box had those, and then it had the jersey like still in the packaging, like the sleeve of what got delivered. And so I opened that up afterwards and I was like, what?
That is so cute. Yeah. What a good idea.
Everyone claims I almost started crying. I don't remember that happening.
Maybe you're just so shocked.
Yeah.
That you don't remember.
Maybe. Maybe I was in shock. That's a really good point. Did I cry?
Yeah.
Okay, what was your best Christmas present?
Oh, my sweet, amazing husband got me the Shark FlexStyle. It's like the Dyson, but the Shark version. And I'm obsessed with it.
Really?
I feel like my curls last longer and they're just so bouncy. And
I am the stupidest person in the world.
Did you mean a vacuum?
Yeah.
Or did you think both of those are vacuum
brands?
Well,
no, like I was imagining. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Hey, you know what? If I would have gotten a vacuum, I still would have been super happy.
Yeah,
but yeah,
so that's fun. Really exciting. Is that what your hair's curled with right now?
Yeah, and this is like third day hair.
Nice.
So I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, it's cute
with it. So anyway, that was really exciting. Well, what's your blanket statement for this episode?
My blanket statement?
Because I got mine.
You go first. Okay. I want you to go first.
This is very on theme with the episode today. I do not think that there needs to be a singular host for the Golden Globes. Maybe the Oscars, but like,
people don't need a host.
You don't need a host. There's already like duos, like people coming up mm-hmm. to announce all the categories. That should be it. I don't think you need someone interjecting in between those to say things. I just don't think there needs to be a host.
Okay.
But if there is going to be a host, make it somebody that the world loves. Don't make it some random person that's like,
yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah. So anyway, but I don't think there needs to be a host.
Yeah, personally. That's totally fair. I know that one year the Oscars just didn't have a host and it was fine.
Yeah. I just think they never end up being that funny.
No.
And so just keep it moving. You know?
I think getting like the funniest people to host things, those days are over. Like no one really wants to host anything anymore.
Yeah. I mean, if like Jimmy Fallon was hosting something, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like I would totally love that because people love Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what's yours?
Mine. Do you have Snapchat?
I did.
Okay. So I still have Snapchat because I don't like Snapchat people on it. I just Snapchat my cousins.
Yeah.
There's like at least once or twice a week, I'll get like a, hey, this person's in your contacts. You should follow them. And the idea that someone has once received a, hey, this person is in your contacts and it's me. That is the most embarrassing thing I could ever imagine to happen.
At least it's like your little Snapchat bot and it's not like
a picture of your face. I just think about like things like the fact that my TikToks pop up onto people's For You pages that like know me from high school makes me want to crawl in a hole and die.
Oh, yeah. I've never thought about that.
I just thought about it the other day because I got someone from high school and I was just like, are you kidding me?
They added you?
No, it just popped up. Hey, this person has the same friends as you. You guys should be friends. And I was like, ew.
Maybe imagine this is a
that person
sign
was getting mine.
To go through your contacts for this year and delete everybody from your high school.
I should do that. That's a really good idea.
Sometimes I like to go through mine.
Does it during this episode?
We're going to take a brief pause.
I'm like, who is Abby? I don't know an Abby. I have like old bosses in here. Wow.
That's funny. I haven't gone on Snapchat since like starting to date my husband.
Okay.
But I had the app because I have so many memories mm-hmm. in my like Snapchat memories. But then I just barely deleted it for the new year.
Okay.
Just because I was looking through some of them. I was like, these are just stupid. I don't need to remember these. So I just deleted the app. But Snapchat, what a time.
What a time.
What a crazy time.
I can't. I can't. ASMR. Who did you have like streaks with a lot of people? Was that like a thing that you did? Did you do streaks?
I did, unfortunately, do streaks. I had a streak with my cousin, who's my best friend, and I think it went up to, it was at least 2 years, and then everyone else I didn't care about. But I was okay. So dedicated to this one streak, and then I was like, this is stupid. And
then we just streaks are just dumb.
Yeah, and we lived together. I'm like, why? Why we see each other every day?
We lived together. When I was in the 8th grade, I had this crush on a boy, and he did not care about me at all. But it's fine, like whatever, we were friends.
Boo.
So I would like try to get like a streak with him so that then I could send like streaks.
Oh my gosh.
Little did he know he was the only streak I had on Snapchat. I didn't know. No, it wasn't cute. It was very weird.
Oh.
Like, you know those things where you're just like, man, if I could go back and tell that girl,
yeah.
Hey, don't do this. That is one of the things that like
high school is so cringy.
High school, but this was it was 8th grade. He was a 9th grader, and that was the whole point.
Oh.
He was a 9th grader.
Well, he was technically a high school. Yeah. High schooler. Wow.
It was.
You like the older guys.
No.
By a year.
By a year? I'm like, I don't think so. Maybe. But yeah, I was like, okay, I need to get a streak with him. And then once I got into high school, I didn't fully understand the whole thing where, like, you would just send a photo of your, like, shoulder. I just didn't understand it.
I know, it was like flirty,
mm-hmm.
but it was not flirty.
No, like what was going on?
I Snapchatted this one guy like my sophomore year of high school, and I would do the thing where it's like literally just my shoulder or like I'm just like whatever, and he would send me a full face photo every single time. Oh. And I was like, this man
is obsessed with me.
No, he's like doing the most for me. Yeah. And I'm sending him my shoulder and like my backpack. I could not send him a full picture of my face. Oh, it was too much. But he was putting himself out there, and I rejected him.
I remember the first time I was like, okay, I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to send pictures, like, the way that people do. And I was watching my grandma's dog, and it was all just, like, it happened within an hour. I was just taking pictures of, like, the other side, and my dog happened to be in all of them. And then all of a sudden, this guy who, like, anyways, it doesn't matter, but he was just like, no more of the dog, please.
What?
I was like, what? And then I was like, okay, so I'm never doing this again.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. That's not even the worst Snapchat story I have.
Oh,
one time,
boy.
This is good.
I'm scared.
No, it's just like dumb. Like, this boy that I liked, we were in a place where we were just like not talking at all. But he would come on my like Snapchat memories, and I would like send it to him, and then he would leave me unopened, and I did and the worst part is I did it twice. Like, I didn't learn the first time not to do it ever again.
You're like, oh my gosh, 1 year ago today.
No, I was like, oh my gosh, like remember in the 7th grade drama class? And then it was like opened.
Oh.
I'm like, cool. And then I unadded him on Snapchat because I was just like, it's not okay.
I was not afraid to block people.
On Snapchat?
I blocked till I couldn't block anymore. If I did something weird or cringy, or if they did something weird or cringy, blocked.
Blocked.
We're done. Sorry.
We're done.
If I send a picture I didn't like, blocked. I don't mess around. I don't want, it's like, I'm just never going to speak to you again. That's Snapchat, just how it is.
I would mute stories. I muted one boy's story anytime he got a new girlfriend. Because I was like, no, I don't need to be updated. Anyways, Snapchat, like, people should just never have it.
Snapchat is now scary. Hashtag scary.
Yeah, Snapchat's scary. I just worry about the kids today.
The kids today, what they're going through.
Anyways, Snapchat, crazy app.
Oh, yeah.
And my best recommendation to anyone in high school is just to stay away.
Yep, period. Okay. Amen.
Thank you. All right. Something to bring up that I don't want to like get that much into because
just more an announcement.
I didn't like follow this as much as some people did, but Gypsy Rose Blanchard is out of jail.
She is free.
Yeah. We are wishing her well with her
life,
and I hope that she can heal.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like I don't have anything to add.
No. If you want to know more about it, go listen to Nick Vial's podcast.
Yeah.
He interviewed her.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. Okay, well, anyways. So it was Christmas break, and I received a text from Julia at 8 a.m. And when I receive texts from Julia at 8 a.m., it's usually not like just a normal thing. but this time, I literally thought, I was like, oh, what is Julie about to say? And then she goes, I didn't know that Farkle was in the Walter Boys show.
Yeah. We talked about that last episode. So I have only seen the first couple episodes. And I'm like, this is Farkle from Girl Meets World. And when I asked Sid, oh, would there be anyone I recognize?
No.
No.
I didn't even think about him. He's not even like a part of it.
Yeah.
He is, but he's not. What did you think about it?
So, 3 episodes in, I thought it definitely gives like a knockoff version of The Summer I Turned Pretty. And it was good. Like, it was entertaining. I just was like, you know, I'm good. I got my fair share of it. So, I don't know.
That's a fair
thing. It's a Netflix
kind
of show.
I would like you to finish it. I don't think you will.
I will either.
Just because it gets crazy.
Maybe I'll...
It's just...
Finish.
Yeah. I don't think... I don't know.
I just didn't... Here's the thing. The reason I like The Summer I Turned Pretty... Well, A, it's an amazing show. But B, the boys in it, I'm like...
Dang.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, hello. This one, I was like, it's just
the one that's like really hot isn't that great.
Yeah.
And he kind of like gives you the ick a lot in the first 3 yes. episodes, too. You got to push through and then you like start to. And then the other boy, poor Alex. Poor boy who plays Alex.
I just was like, good for you, girl, but this ain't no Jeremiah and Conrad.
I really like. I feel bad for that guy. I'm like, they did not cast the right person, and that's not on you.
Yeah.
That is not on you. I just hope that, you see the comments.
Yeah. Okay, this is off topic, but do you want to know who is a cutie?
Okay.
The new kid in the Percy Jackson show.
He's such
a cutie. He is so cute.
You're watching the Percy Jackson show?
So I'm going to start it probably with Brayden,
okay.
But I've seen so many clips of it. And then randomly, this is so random, I was getting a drink at Dutch Bros and I was in the drive-thru. And then, you know how they're so chatty with you? The guy is like, have you started watching the new Percy Jackson thing?
What?
Like season? And I was like, oh, like, no, I haven't. He pulls out his phone and shows me a picture. That's the first I had ever seen of it. He's like, this is on Disney Plus now. Like, they just did it. Like, and he's like going off. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And then he actually influenced me because I Googled it at home. And then I pulled it up on Disney Plus. I was like, oh, so, like, this is a cutie kid. And yeah.
So the Dutch Bros, that's just interesting.
It was very interesting. And okay. I was just like, give me my Rebel and then I can drive away. But.
He pulled out his phone. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, like, here's the thing. If that were appropriate to do at my work, it probably would happen. I probably would do it to someone.
Yeah, he was not shy.
No. I remember the first time I told you about this. The first time I went to a Dutch Bros, I was like, okay, so is this boy in love with me?
And I was like, go back and get his number.
And I was like, okay, I will.
They can have you fooled.
No, I'm like,
they can really fool you there.
Obsessed with me, I can tell.
Yeah, they chatted up.
And I clearly. Ordered your Red Bull thing. And I
was like, yeah. If you live in Utah and you are not afraid of energy drinks, get the, or I guess wherever you have a Dutch Bros, get the Unicorn's Blood Rebel. I prefer mine iced, but you can also get it blended. Mm-hmm. Just if you need a little something, something.
The guy also said that it should be iced, so.
Iced just makes it a little more spicy. It okay. just keeps the, I don't know, blended kind of turns it more. Yeah.
Well, I love chugging something and then it burning on the yes. way down.
Yeah. Mm. It's so good. If I told my husband if I die from anything, it will be from this drink.
Yeah.
But period. It's so good. Anyway.
Okay. Anything else you watched over the break?
This, I have started to rewatch Glee.
Oh my gosh.
I am a Gleek and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. It's totally fair.
It's how, happening. Where are you right now? So I'm almost on with season three.
Okay.
This is my season third.
Season three is the best season.
It's, I am like mourning the fact that I'm almost done with it because I haven't watched Glee since I was probably like in middle school mm-hmm. or like a sophomore or something. And so I kind of forgot parts of it and I'm rewatching it and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a good show. And I'm so sad that I'm almost done because I know mm-hmm. season three is the best season.
Yeah.
Season and I'm three. Almost like, should I just stop watching after this is done? And anyway.
It goes off.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I am on the episode where it's nationals.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm literally, I have been saving that episode.
For so long.
Yeah, until I'm like by myself with my snacks because once it's done, it's done. And it's I'm done. So excited. Anyway,
my favorite moment from Glee though is in season four and it's Blaine singing Teenage Dream. You have to go till then.
Okay, yes, you're right.
But then that's a really that's sad episode, actually, where you're
gonna,
like,
I'm just going to skip through all the new characters. Yeah. And I'm just going to skip to, like, Rachel and Kurt in New York City.
I could not give two... Oh, how do I say this without being... I could not give...
I, you couldn't I, give.
I could not give. I could not give anything to these new characters. What's her name?
Marley.
Kitty. Like,
Ryder?
Yeah. Puck's brother, whatever his name was. Like, I did not care.
That's the thing. I actually love season four because I love seeing Rachel in New York City. But then all these new characters, I'm like,
skip.
Yeah, I'm like, then, I don't care.
The problem is you want to see what's going on with Blaine.
I know. That's the thing. I'm going to watch season four.
Yeah.
And then season five, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. You know who I always loved from that show? And they, like, didn't really end up together. It was just sad. Sam and Mercedes. They're like, maybe my favorite couple.
That's why I love this season. Because they're together.
Yeah.
Or he's, like, fighting for her.
He's, like, so flirty with her. When he's flirty with her.
I love Sam.
Court Overstreet. Pulls.
Also, he's like besties with Glenn Powell.
Yeah, he is.
And I'm obsessed with them.
Speaking of Glenn Powell, did you go see Anyone But You?
Absolutely, I did. Yeah. I saw it with my husband and my brothers, and I was thriving.
It was so good.
It was those types of movies.
Mm-hmm.
I could. Those are like my comfort movies. Mm-hmm. And I was already kind of telling you this, but I have had reoccurring dreams about that movie ever since I watched it. Because I just can't stop thinking about it.
It's so cute.
I have a picture of Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell high-fiving in Australia on my vision board. Not for any reason of that's my vision. I just loved the movie so much. And the next day I was making my vision board and I was like, yep.
You were like,
this Anyone is... but you. This is my vibe.
This is the vibe. Yeah. Of yeah. They said that they wanted to do another movie together.
Yes.
Like, they're going to be like Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
Oh, they have such good chemistry.
I think so, too.
Like, I am obsessed. I wish they were dating in real life.
Yeah.
But
it's I don't want to talk about it.
We're moving on.
We're moving on. I will say, though, everyone who... I liked the movie. I thought it was really good. People saying this is the rom-com of the century. No, because guess what? Rom-com is a part of the century. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Wow, really? And
yeah, that was like early
2000s. Oh, duh, century is 100 years.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Sorry, like, I thought we were talking like decade or something. I was like, oh.
You're like, you got the math wrong.
I was like, not quite.
No. Like, 10 Things I Hate About You, amazing. And I think that maybe like this was a really good rom-com. Maybe their next one will be even better.
Yeah. Well, I just love that there's movies like this coming out. Like, mm-hmm. I loved No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence. And I was like, oh, they need to make more. Oh, it's so good. It's kind of more, it's not like romantic like this one was. But when that came out, I was like, oh, they need to make more movies like this. But I had heard about Anyone But You. Like, it was when people were kind of figuring out about it because whatever. So, and it's like the same vibe. And so I hope that there's more movies like this in 2024. Just like the fun vibes. Kind of movies. Yeah, the fun vibes.
Okay. Speaking of fun movies that are coming out, Mean Girls. I am so excited. If not only to see Chris Briney on my screen again.
I'm going to be so in. It comes out on the 12th, right?
Yeah, it comes out this week.
Oh my gosh, I'm so. Oh, speaking of something coming out on the 12th, Ariana Grande's new album is being released the same day.
It's called Yes And.
Yes.
Question mark.
Oh yeah, Yes And question mark.
Yeah. I saw a post that was like, you broke up a marriage. Ariana Grande, yes. And?
I know. My brother texted me last night and I found out from him. And I was like, so this is either going to be the Wicked soundtrack or it's going to be like, that's what it's going to be. I just think it's going to be really? So far off from.
You think so?
I don't know. I just think as far as. Like the Positions album, it will be a very different vibe. I think Ariana Grande's style of music will kind of be similar, but the messages.
I don't know what the messages will be. I do not know what the messages will be. Yeah. I think it's going to be like Thank You Next. Now, nothing is going to top Thank You Next.
Yes.
Ever.
Ever. Literally ever.
But I think it's going to be like that. Just because.
Ooh, I would love that. Because that's my favorite album by far.
By far.
Yeah.
The best album she's had. We'll see what happens.
We'll have a listening party and then a viewing party for Mean Girls. It's a big day. Mark your calendars. January 12th.
No, I'm so excited for Mean Girls. I think it's going to be good. I know people are like, it's a remake. And I'm like, yeah, and?
But it's an amazing. That's the thing. They did Mean Girls 2. Do you remember Mean Girls 2?
I didn't watch it. I did not watch that.
Not worth watching. I would not recommend. But this is going to be an actually, like, really good
I think it's going to be good, too. I like the people in it.
Yeah. Yay! And
Connie Baby's in it. Ew. I knew that I said that.
Connie Baby. Connie.
Like, what a wild. Anyways. Very excited. I think it's going to be really good.
So good.
Let's get into the Golden Globes, which happened
last night. Sunday. Yeah. Crazy. I just think it's funny, kind of going into what my blanket statement was. I thought we were kind of over the cringy, horrible hosts. Like, we've had really bad ones in the Oscars and whatever, but I'm like, we're growing as a nation. And we are really moving on from this. And then this host. He tanked.
Let's start chronologically. First, I want to get into the red carpet. Best and worst dressed. Let me just, like, pull up a...
I already have my top three of best dressed.
Okay.
And then I really wasn't super picky as far as worst dressed. There was one that I was not a fan of.
I haven't even looked too much. So let me just, like, pull up an article that has all of the pictures. Okay. I mean, let's talk about this one first, obviously. Taylor Swift.
That's my top, one of my top three.
Taylor Swift looks best when she does looks like these.
Yeah.
When she has her hair in her normal straight bangs.
Yes.
I was really glad that the swoop wasn't there.
Yeah.
The swoop that she had over the past, like, Christmas break. I was just like, let's not. I liked her dress. Some people didn't like the color. I thought the color was pretty.
Yeah.
It may not be my favorite color, but it was really cute. She does this silhouette, too, and I think it's really pretty. It reminds me kind of the Brits outfit. The hair and the silhouette is really similar. I mean, I think she killed it.
Taylor Swift's hair, to put it simply, is herring. Like, her hair right now is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say something. Did you see the post that compared her lover... hair.
I did. I just saw that.
Taylor Swift has extensions.
Oh, yeah.
At least for events like this. That is why her hair looks like that.
Yeah.
Also, her hair, that was 5 years ago. So I hope it's healed.
Yeah. Like, well, it's funny you say that because I showed that picture to my husband and I said, so Taylor Swift lover is me about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then her at the Golden Globes yesterday is me currently because of my extensions.
Yeah. I also, like, I don't think she has extensions for the tour.
Yeah.
Because her hair is always curly.
Yeah.
By the end of it. But
I do think, I mean, it's been a while. Her hair is probably just super healthy right now. Yeah. But and like obviously for shows, like you're gonna get glamorous.
Yeah. And in the Folklore era, like she wasn't doing her hair, so
yeah,
there was no heat.
she was oiling that every day.
Yeah. So, anyways, people freaking out about her hair. I'm just like, let's calm down. But that being said, this is how I prefer her hair to look.
Yes,
it's just nice and down. I think her makeup looks really nice.
Just stunning.
Just stunning.
My favorite look from last night is Margot Robbie.
That is one of my least favorite looks.
Why?
I think it's one of her worst Barbie looks.
What? Yeah. I'm obsessed.
Are you serious?
I'm obsessed with the color. I'm obsessed with the way it looks on her. I'm obsessed with the little fringy shawl thing. And she changed for her night look into the black version of this.
I thought that was cute. I don't like the neckline. I think it looks weird on her. The top of it looks weird. I'm not even joking. Like,
what?
My
What?
I think it's just, like, comparing it to the other things that she has done for Barbie. This is my least favorite of them all.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy because I'm obsessed. Like, I cannot say one wrong thing about this look.
I also, like, here's the thing. The coat matches the Barbie, right? That's what the coat looks like on the Barbie. So it makes sense. The color doesn't match.
But
it's fine. It's fine. It's just, it's my least favorite of the ones that she's had.
Okay. Okay.
And that's...
That's okay.
That's okay. My favorite was Emma Stone's.
Oh, yes.
She looked gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, yes. I loved Emma Stone's.
Mm-hmm.
Just her hair, she just looks so natural.
So natural.
So pretty. I do have to say, this wasn't necessarily like, I hated it, but it was not my favorite. And it, yeah. Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez's.
Didn't love, I thought the dress, I mean, you can see in some pictures, she's posing a little awkward. And I think it's because of the dress. It's just very wide. Fair. I don't really like the slant. And then I just think the top is a lot.
Yeah, that's fair.
I
think there's a lot going on. I think it's pretty. I think she looks great in red.
Yes. Yes, the color is
great.
Great.
But I will agree. It's not my favorite dress of hers. I liked her one that she wore to the Billboard Awards. The red dress there was gorgeous.
Yes.
And I think they were just trying to do that again, just in a little bit of a different way. Moving on, I'm trying to find Kylie Jenner's because, can I be honest, I haven't actually seen the full body of it, and I can't find it on here. Did she walk the carpet? Maybe not.
Oh, you know what? I don't think she did.
Me neither.
Good for her giving Timmy his moment.
Timmy's moment. But I thought it was really pretty. It kind of looked like a bodysuit, but I think it is a dress.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone. This is. Okay. So if any of you know Cillian, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Murphy from Oppenheimer. People were saying that he looks just like Kylie Jenner.
Oh my gosh.
And I cannot stop thinking about it because it's so true.
Oh my gosh.
Like side by side. And so I just saw like another picture of it. And
oh, stop.
I just, that's like the funniest thing to me. They were being, Kylie and Timmy were being super cuddly last night.
So cuddly.
Like kissy kissy in front of the camera.
We'll get into it, but I do want to talk about Timothy Chalamet's outfit. It was pretty tame for a Timothy Chalamet outfit.
Really?
He usually is wild in.
Is like shirtless or like, yeah, like, no sleeves.
Like this I'm like, what? Were you... This isn't very brave. and he's usually a very brave person.
He toned it down. Like, You'd think he'd pull up in something crazy for Wonka.
Yeah. Do you remember his Dune outfit?
With the red? That's like what I mean. Like, and people were like, he's the goat from Narnia.
Like, I think of that, and then I look at this, and I'm like, yeah, this is pretty tame.
Oh, like, very professional.
This is probably the tamest we'll ever see him.
Yeah.
But it's pretty tame. Florence Pugh's was pretty. I liked her dress.
Yes, so pretty.
Her hair, I mean, what are you going to do when the hair's that length, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
I love Dua Lipa's, actually. I think everything Dua Lipa wears just fits her.
That's fair.
Like, fits her vibe. Her, it's just, it looks so good on her.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Olsen's, I didn't love.
I would love, and this totally goes, like, this is not her personality whatsoever, but I would love to see Billie Eilish in, like, a full-on, like, ball gown.
Okay.
Like, I know she usually goes to award shows in her more, like, baggy outfits, which it totally it's fits great. Her and it's yeah. great. But I would love to see her in something, like, super dressy one day.
Mm-hmm. She did that for the Met Gala. She's done that for the Met Gala.
Oh, really? I don't remember that look.
The, like, Marilyn Monroe one. But I think, like, I want to... This is my favorite. I think it was the Met Gala this year. She was in black. And it was so pretty. Let me show you. Because it was a dress, but it felt like her. I felt like the Marilyn Monroe one, if the listeners remember that, wasn't my favorite. Because it didn't feel like her. But her 2023 one was so just... Here, I'll show you.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, but I agree. I think I like her when she wears stuff like this. I think it's really cool and different. I hate this one, though. I hated her when she did, like, a Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, but yeah.
It washed her out. Yeah. The hair was bad. Anyways, we can stop talking about looks.
Okay, last one I have to say because I just remembered. Hailee Steinfeld. That might be up there with Barbie.
I didn't see it. You and me just have different tastes.
What the heck? We have to stop the podcast because I can't even believe what you're saying.
That dress, it just doesn't look like it fits her right.
But where?
It just looks a little, like, blocky.
We're having technical difficulties because...
I like the gloves. I think the gloves are cool. Sorry.
Josh Allen, I have your back. I want you to know.
Josh Allen... You are the love of my life.
But I have your back.
Anyways. All right. Let's get into the actual Golden Globes of it all. Let's start with the monologue from the host that we've already talked much
what
about.
What is his name? Joe Coy?
Yeah.
Joe Coy?
Who would have known?
I think it's funny. So he said a lot of interesting jokes. I'm doing quotations right now because they were not very funny. Last night he did one for Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I watched the monologue and I didn't see that in there.
Like the specific joke?
No, I don't know if that was, like, at a different time or what.
Oh, I think it was at a different time.
Okay.
Basically, he made a joke saying the difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL is the Golden Globes have less shots of Taylor Swift or whatever.
Which, first of all, like,
okay,
like, I could have come up with that in 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then it's just funny because it pans to Taylor Swift, who obviously did not find that very funny.
Can I be honest, though? I don't think she, I think, like, she was kind of just like, oh my gosh, I'm in for it. And so she, like, took a sip of her drink kind of as a joke, like, that was funnier than her thing. I didn't think she was pissed. People think that she's pissed.
People are like, oh, she's overreacting. I'm like, no. She's just... It's not like she gasped. And it's not like her spilling a tea with Selena Gomez.
She didn't even actively, like, roll her eyes. Yeah. She just took a sip of her drink.
And it wasn't a good joke. So, like,
it wasn't funny.
That's a fair reaction.
Also, like, what was wild, like, we could get into all of his jokes and how just stupid they were. None of them were very good.
No, not at all.
But what was even worse was that he was laughing before he told his jokes.
And I was just like, he's like, this is gonna be so good. But then he said, I don't remember what after, he was like, just so you know, I didn't write these.
Yeah, it was the one where he was talking about Barbie turns into someone with cellulite and flat feet. And he's like, in the industry, we call those character actors. And he thought it was, anyways, no one laughed. And then he goes, some of these I did right, some of these I didn't, as he's like laughing through that one. And then I'm like, okay. And then he goes, people are like mad at this point. Like, he's yelling. He's like, shut up. I had 10 days to prepare. 10 days is quite a bit of time. People do SNL in 5.
What?
I'm like, 10 days. Here's the thing. First of all, the comment, oh, I didn't write all these. You're the host and you're a comedian. You can decide if something's not funny and you don't want to say it.
Yeah, that's like, you may not have written it, but you said it.
You were like, oh yeah, let's.
And it's not like you're reading off of a screen and it's the first time ever you're hearing all this. You obviously approved the jokes that you're going to say.
It was just, I was like, dude.
It was a mess. And
he's like throwing other writers under the bus. I'm like, you're embarrassing yourself. Yeah. You need to go off the
stage. And then, I'm trying to remember his name. He's also a comedian.
He made the joke about the talented. Set,
yeah, what? Yeah. I don't remember his name. I don't know.
Anyways.
Anyway, there's another comedian up there who I'll have to look up after. But he made a joke that was like, oh, it's funny that...
He was like, for 80 years, everyone... You... All these pretty people planned a party.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and then... You invited the talented people.
Yeah, finally, you've invited the talented people. And that was actually funny.
There was funny things. I thought Will Ferrell's and...
yes.
They were funny.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
So funny.
They were funny. I just don't understand. Like, clearly they asked Kristen Wiig to host this before Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Why does everyone say no to, like, the hosting? But then they're like, oh, but I'll present.
It's almost like, because again, I don't think the Golden Globes needs like a specific host. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the Golden Globes, like, okay, we're going to pick this guy because I'm 1,000% sure he's going to flop this entire thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll get even more
press about it
because it's bad press is still press.
Mm-hmm. But the problem with the Golden Globes, like, the Golden Globes has had a lot of problems in the past and now they're trying to like do better, but they're not doing very much better. I don't know. So, I have a lot of problems with the Golden Globes, and I would like to share them. For those who don't know, the Golden Globes, it's film and TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they sector it into two different categories of film and TV, and that is drama and then musical or comedy. And so, for every TV show and every movie, it'll be like best supporting actor, drama, best supporting actor, musical or comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then they put random shows that are not comedies into the comedy category. And then those win. And so a good example of this is, so for actor in a musical or comedy TV series, you have Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building, Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso, Jason Segel for Shrinking, Steve Martin, all of these very funny shows. And then the winner was Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. The Bear? I've watched a couple episodes. It's funny at times. It's not a comedy. It's a drama. It's very dark. The, like, themes and the way they do it, it's not, like, meant... It's not meant to entertain in a way, like, to make someone laugh.
Interesting.
So I'm just like, of course The Bear that has these, like, heavy topics... Because it's a drama, is gonna, of course, the actor from The Bear is gonna beat Jason Sudeikis in Ted Lasso.
Mm.
Because it's a completely different genre, and you're taking The Bear and you're like, oh, this performance is better. Yeah, it's better because it's a drama.
Yeah.
So I get the point. I get the point of separating them, but they don't separate them well. And that makes me upset.
Oh, yeah. And also the female was from The Bear.
Exactly.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
And like, they won best musical or comedy TV series, The Bear. I'm like, no, it wasn't a comedy. You can't say that it's the best comedy because it's not a comedy. When you have like Ted Lasso, like, and shouldn't like the comedy be like, what do you think was the funniest?
Who was the most musical?
Yeah, who was the most, like, it's just weird to me. I'm like, I don't get
Maybe
it.
Maybe they ran out of spots for the drama place. They're like, so no, we're that's just going to throw in.
That's what's happening, because truly, like, the best movie or shows that you could say that came out of this year were Succession, and The Bear. Those are the ones that people were talking about the most. They were huge, which is totally fine. But they should be put up against each other. Because yeah. They're dramas.
You're right.
I don't know. I could go on and on and on. One that I do agree with, What I Was Made For by Billie Eilish.
Definitely.
100%. Could you imagine, like, I love the Ken song from Barbie, and that was nominated. But could you imagine, like, that song winning, and Billie Eilish is like, well, I poured my heart and soul into your title track.
I will say, I would have loved for Ryan Gosling to give a speech about winning.
But yeah. And then they like combine it for random things. So like director of a motion picture, it's not drama and it's not, it's just all together.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Taylor Swift was nominated. She didn't win, which another problem I have with the Golden Globes. They created this category, didn't exist. It was called Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. This category did not exist until this year. And it truly was a category saying, let's nominate Taylor Swift and see if she comes.
Oh my gosh.
There's no, like, clearly Barbie was going to win that. Barbie had the biggest box office this year.
Yeah.
So why would you, like, it's not a real category. It's a category so that they can invite Taylor Swift and hopefully she comes.
You know what? You are kind of a genius. I'm listening to what you're saying and I'm like, you're kind of a genius.
Yeah.
You are a genius, actually, thank because you. All these things are blowing my mind that you're saying.
Really, just the Golden Globes has a lot of work to do. That's what I'm trying
Moving
to say.
Moving toward the Oscars, if I could change one of these winners, Greta Gerwig should win.
Best director.
Like, absolutely.
100%. She should win. I think. But I also just, did you hear? This is interesting. For the Oscars, Barbie is not going to be in the original screenplay category. It's going to be an adapted screenplay, even though they were really pushing for it to be an original screenplay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if, screenplay, Barbie didn't win either, because Greta Gerwig writes and directs
everything.
And she didn't win either of those, so that's kind of interesting. I think she should win one. It's just, I think truly, like, she does so much with both that I think it kind of splits in half. Like, the votes, people are like, I'm going to vote for her for screenplay, but not director.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to vote for her for director, but not screenplay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't disagree necessarily with any of the winners. I just disagree with the categories they were placed in.
I agree.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyways.
Sorry. It's
so much
to think
I have a question
about.
For you now that I'm looking at this. Did you finish The Crown?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. When you finish it, we'll talk.
Okay. I took a pause. I don't know why I took a pause. I need to watch that.
It's a long show, though.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of it, you have to, like, actively be thinking.
Yes.
When you watch that show, or you'll be lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do need to pick that back up.
Well, anyways, let me know. But then, again, like, supporting actor and supporting actress, they combine them. It's not supporting actor in a comedy, and it's not supporting actress in a drama. They're all just together.
What is up?
I just don't understand. Like, someone explain it to me. Someone explain the categories, because this just makes no sense.
Let's cancel the Golden Globes.
That's the thing. Like, no one really cares anymore. But then people go, like, anyways. That's all I have to say about, like, the actual award show. Let's get into what happened at the awards show, but not on the awards show. Okay.
This is kind of our BS segment.
No. Yeah, this is our BS segment.
It's a big one. This ain't no one. Just like this is a big one.
Okay. Do you want to explain it?
Okay, so during obviously the award show, like this was not when any like major filming was going on. It was kind of just like a brief intermission or whatever. Selena Gomez walks over to the table where Taylor Swift and Kaylee Teller are sitting. And she leans in and starts to say something, and then Taylor Swift and Kaylee Teller both like gasp. Okay. And like, and then it's just a bit, it's like, oh, they're spilling tea.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, like if you're watching it, no, everyone's like, okay.
Everyone's like, wow, they're spilling tea.
Yeah. Ooh. Then people dissected this.
There's several different angles. Anyways, turns out go further.
So people, amazing like lip readers, thought that Selena Gomez was saying, and it really looks like she's saying this, is saying she basically tried to go over to take a picture with Timothy because they were friends mm-hmm. before, they've been in a movie together, and Kylie Jenner said no. Yeah. Like, no, you can't take a picture.
The things that you can actually see to her saying to Taylor Swift and Kelly Teller?
Yeah. I think it's
Anyways, it changes all the time.
I can't pronounce anything.
She clearly said she said no. And then if you go to a different angle, like Kelly, bless her heart, she basically screamed with Timothy.
Yeah.
Like you can see
and it. And she like backed clearly. Up. Yeah.
And then Selena Knotts. So there's really not much else that could have happened.
Yeah.
So
I think it's funny. I think probably after they're like, oh, we're not at one of our cute little private dinners that we go to. We are at the Golden Globes. But it really, like, when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh.
That's what happened.
I saw something where, and this is not fact checked at all, but someone was like, oh, I was at the Golden Globes with Selena Gomez, like, helping her throughout the night with mm-hmm. whatever. And she was like, she never went over.
No, yeah. I have that pulled up right here. This is People.
People, you guys. It says,
Selena Gomez was absolutely not gossiping about Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner at the Golden Globes. Exclusive. But listen, a source on People has, they have great access to a lot of people. But I feel like lately, People has just been the place where, like, if someone wants to control a perspective, they go to People.
Yeah.
Because I think of, like, when Taylor Swift went to the Chiefs game, the People article said, no, she's just focusing on her friends and hanging out right now. When really, they were already dating at that time.
People will have your back.
People, like, if you just want to say something, like, and have that be, like,
What it is.
Gaslight people.
I'm you go to sure people. That Kaylee Teller was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I just gave this all away. And so she's reaching out to People and trying to get it covered up. That's the thing. If that's not what they were saying, then what were they saying?
They definitely were talking about a Timothy.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't Timothy.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a Timothy because she, like, you can basically
screamed it
hear in the video.
Yeah.
And she definitely, anyways, I see both sides of the situation if this is true.
Yeah.
If.
I mean, here's the thing. I feel like, in Kylie's perspective, let's say you're at the Golden Globes and Selena Gomez comes over and is like, oh, this is my, like, former co-star. Can I get a picture? I feel like if you're Kylie Jenner, you're at a really big event and yes, they have known, like, why would you say no? That's just...
Okay, but let's talk about this, okay? You and Brayden are just out somewhere, okay? A girl that Brayden knows because they're friends, but you also know because in high school, she made your life awful, comes up and says, oh my gosh, hi! Like, I don't know why she would need to take a picture. Like, you're... Like, you want to say, no, you don't.
Yes, but that's the thing. This is the Golden Globes. You are, st- I, even, here's the thing. If I was at a coffee shop with Brayden and this girl comes up and says, I'm obviously like, no, like, we're fine. But if I'm Kylie Jenner sitting at the Golden Globes and Selena go, yes, like, obviously we're all buddies and it's not like I view her as a, like, I'm going to be like, okay, well, we're here. Like, sure, take a picture. I don't think I would create such a scene. But, like,
think about all the drama of last year.
But then why would she want to create more drama?
I don't know. Maybe she just finally is like, you know what? I have my boundaries and I'm not screwing with Selena Gomez anymore because it's always my fault.
I mean, definitely I think that what Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez were talking about is that situation. Personally, I just find it so hard to believe that that's what happened. Like, I don't get it.
And on the flip side, if I'm Selena Gomez and this random girl, like, and this girl who, like, maybe I had beef with tells me that I can't take a picture with my friend because they're dating, you know I'm going straight to someone and saying, oh my gosh, you cannot believe what Kylie Jenner just said to me. I see both sides.
Like, here's the thing. I definitely think that this happened. I don't think this is BS. I think that Kylie Jenner told Selena Gomez no, and then Selena Gomez went to go tell Taylor Swift. Like, that, I don't think it's BS at all. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I really don't get why she would say no. Maybe
truly Kylie Jenner was like, you know what? This is my night where I'm literally I'm premiering my relationship to the world. And I don't want a picture of you, me, and Timothée Chalamet coming out and being like, oh my gosh, they're beef squashed. That's not the point. And also, it's not.
I just want to know what Timothée's perspective is because I'm sure I mean, it's kind of sad to think about, like, you guys did a movie together. You guys were buddies. Mm-hmm. Like, they went on a trip together. And now it's, like it's got to be so awkward for him. Like,
they went on a trip together?
Yeah. After they filmed their movie, they went on a little trip. It was just, like, a little boat trip or something.
Yeah. Maybe something happened.
Oh?
Maybe something happened and Kylie Jenner knows about it. That's the thing. Like, truly, truly, truly... Sometimes I think that, and I love Selena Gomez more than anything, she stirs the pot.
Well, like, it's just funny because I'm like, she would get up out of her seat and she went straight to her. She said, get this. Like, and the cameras are still rolling. This is a commercial break.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't no after party.
No.
Like, I just think it's so funny that clear as day we can see what they're saying.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, hey, people, can you, like, tell them I didn't say that? Even though I totally did.
Yeah.
She's a chaotic queen and we have to respect her. But listen, it's chaos.
She's a queen, nonetheless. But good for Kylie Jenner for saying no. Kylie Jenner did what every girl, you know, when, like, friend groups would date.
Yeah.
And there'd be one guy and he would always date everyone in the friend group. Kylie Jenner did what the new girlfriend wanted to do in high school. And for that, she's a queen.
This is so cringy. I actually can't talk about it anymore because I just keep thinking about it and I can't. We have to be done.
Truly, they're high schoolers. This is all. Hollywood is just high school.
I can't. Sorry. Okay,
we'll move on.
We have to be done. It's too much.
It's just.
And I can't think about it anymore. But we declare that it's not BS and people is lying to you.
I will say, I think that Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet were super cute at the Golden Globes.
They were very cute, very cuddly.
Okay, well, that was our little recap of the Golden Globes, as well as just what happened over our break. Oh my gosh. No, this is not the end. We need to talk about something.
Oh my gosh, what?
I started watching Grey's Anatomy. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
I've never seen it before.
Okay, I have gone to, like, season 4.
Okay.
It was so repetitive. So much.
It's really repetitive. I'm at season 3 right now. I don't really care about anyone, truly. Everyone is like, I love George. I think George is whiny. I love Izzy. Whatever. I am literally only here to see what happens with Meredith and...
Derek?
Derek. I only care about that storyline. And once I know what happens, because I'm not stupid, I know that Derek dies. Spoiler, if you don't know that already. But I'm probably just going to watch till there and be done.
Yeah.
When does that happen?
I haven't seen it yet. It's very... I do know it's far ahead. Ugh. I mean, there's like 13 or more seasons.
No, there's like 20 now.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be at least like 10.
Maybe I won't get that far. I don't know. I will say people are like, yeah, after that show, I was like, I could be a surgeon. Not me. I think a surgeon might be the hardest job I've ever seen.
They romanticize it.
No, but I get stressed out the entire show. Also, do I think I have a tumor? Yes, because everyone on that show has a tumor. Anyways, we can end with that.
Wow. You'll have to let me know because I was in my Grey's Anatomy era for a long time.
Well, I started it New Year's Eve, and now I'm in season 3, so it's been like a week. And now I'm like getting very fatigued. I'm going to have to take a break, but I'll let you guys know how that goes. Anyways. Oh,
well, thank you for following along.
Sorry, that was kind of a roller coaster.
Yeah. I feel like it's always a roller coaster, but there's
a lot.
A lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. There's never not tea happening. So
that being said, we will see you guys next time.
See ya.